Alice's Champagne Palace was standing room only Friday night. Homer residents converged on the local bar hangout to rally support and oppose a recall effort against council members Catriona Reynolds, David Lewis, and Donna Adderhold. Though the spirits were high and the mood was festive, chair of Homer Citizens Against the Recall, Ron Keffer, says the stakes are real.
There's an element there of determining the future of our council that we're very concerned about. These people got elected because we like them and we like the work they do, and we want to keep them in office.
The political action group has remained relatively quiet leading up to Friday. Keffer explained that efforts have primarily been focused on making hundreds of calls on the Democratic Party's voter list.
The way we see it, if our voters just show up and vote, then we should come out of this all right.
According to the latest state independent expenditure report, the PAC has raised about $8,300 since early May. Most of those funds have come from individual contributors. Keffer is happy with the support he's seen so far, but doesn't doubt there's energy on both sides of the fence.
Tip O'Neill famously said when he was Speaker of the House in D.C. that all politics are local. I'm not sure just how true that is, but I know there's a lot of truth in it. And for people in Homer, politics is local now in a very real way.
All three council members were in attendance and gave a short letter-like speech addressed to their supporters.
Thank you for understanding that recall in Alaska must show grounds and that following process is not grounds.
Thank you for demonstrating faith in us.
Thank you for voting when the sun is high and the fish are running.
We are humbled.
Heartbeat of Homer, the pro-recall group, gathered at Karen Hornaday Park on Saturday for hot food off the grill and music. Speeches were also short, and the idea was the same. Keep supporters motivated going into Tuesday's vote.
And you're great people. If you look around, get to know each other, because these are your people.
Heartbeat of Homer spokeswoman Sarah Vance says regardless of election results, the group will remain active and its voice will continue to be heard.
Our government is only limited by what they know, and if you don't speak up on what you believe to be a priority, then they'll never know.
This is Vance's first time stepping into the political realm and did say she will continue to work with the PAC. Vance declined to say what issues Heartbeat will take on next, but added its focus will be on promoting community engagement in local government.
Heartbeat of Homer was birthed out of people finally realizing that it's time for them to pay attention to what's going on around them, to get involved, and that they need to start volunteering and being a part of what's going on. Otherwise, we're just part of the problem.
According to Heartbeat's latest expenditure report, it has raised about $9,200. In-person absentee voting will close today. On Tuesday, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at City Hall and Homer Senior Center. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.